Do you need me here?
Well,
yeah, we might. I'll stay for a minute. You don't, okay. Here, you don't have to. I don't care. We got an executive here, though, in a bit, don't we?
Is that what you need me for? I'll stay.
Yeah, I've got a little comment about the press.
I got to take somebody up to an appointment.
Oh, okay. How can we help you? Should we go ahead and do the executive and make my press comment after that, or?
What time is the executive set?
I don't have, well, I've got it in my phone here.
I don't know that we've got the time on it. It's after the meeting.
I'm looking here. We got easements. We got Bob Paulson work session executive.
You got time on it? I don't think it does. It's right after.
No, sir. You're right. So
as long as I can
wait. I'll wait for my press. I don't know how the press feels, but they don't have to be here as far as that goes.
Well, what time are you going to make that?
After we do the executive session. Excuse me a second. Randy, how long will your easements take? They just cut and dry a deal?
2 minutes.
Okay. So we'll have 2 minutes there, and then we'll probably have 15 or something minutes with you, Bob, or pretty short. So shouldn't be, but 20 minutes away. Okay, let's hear Mr. Randy's information on road easements for Parksley Lane and Bookout Road.
You gentlemen, I think, have already approved the road contingent on getting the necessary documentation as far as right-of-way and turnaround. And the Tuckers have done most of the work as far as trying to contact these people and acquiring signatures. I did help them with the paperwork and description, and I have those easements here, so that meant the contingency to get the necessary right-of-way and the turnaround at the end of Parksley. So all I need is your signature and approval.
Any questions?
I make a motion to approve those. We're approving the purchase, right, of the easements?
They've got the easements for the necessary right-of-way that was meets our 40-foot requirement and a turnaround hammerhead at the end of the other road.
I guess what I said that didn't. There was no. They didn't. There wasn't a purchase price.
No.
They just give them to us.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion.
No purchase.
Accept those easements into the county system. We've already approved the road.
Mr. Strophis, are you still out there? Can I see those, what we're talking about, documents?
Sure.
You know where that's at, don't you, Jeff?
Yes, I do. I'm going to go ahead and turn the phone off. I think Jim probably went on. Are we taking in more road out there?
No.
Okay, did we... We take these roads in without the easements?
The only work we've done was the approval of the one-time emergency maintenance that we've done out there. This was discussed, I think, in 09, early 09, after we just closed the access road due to flooding. And
the motion was these roads were taken in contingent upon the petitions being
right.
On these easements. And
so are these, my question is, I don't think I've heard the answer yet, is have we taken these roads in yet?
Contingent upon the easements
contingent
being obtained.
Upon these, this right-of-way being donated and turnaround.
Okay. Have we been working on them then?
Yes. Well, only during that emergency one time.
Okay.
Based on whatever you guys asked us to go do.
All right.
So that's the only actual work that's actually been done on the road.
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing a bunch
There's
of easements. How
seven.
Many? Seven of them?
Seven total.
Okay.
Two of them's old that we've been waiting on, though, Randy.
Yeah, good.
We've got, for the record here, we've got Wilson, Tucker, Augustine, Dixon, Nelson, Lanchette, and Merrill. How about a motion?
I give one there.
Did you already? All right.
Yeah.
The motion was to approve these seven.
Yeah.
Grant of permanent easements from those names I just named. I'll second that motion. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. Is any Bob business? Oh, we're going to do yours? Okay. Oh, these will need signed, won't they? Randy? All
yeah.
these need signing?
I need you to sign them and then I'll take them to the clerk's office.
Okay.
Randy, can I have a copy of those once they're all signed?
Sure.
Can I do that and get them to you in just a little bit?
Yeah.
And we'll keep rolling along.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, Nikki, your turn.
I placed the agenda for this week in front of you. Just like you guys to review it.
I know there was discussion in BOE about, I think I was going to be gone. I know that I was going to be gone, but I thought there was another member, or maybe two, that had a question about the BOE at 10 o'clock Friday overflow.
Cindy called the office on Friday, and she said there's a bunch going on, and I let her know that Chuck had a prior meeting, but she said there would still be a quorum because I let her know that you weren't going to be here.
Okay.
That was on what day, Nikki?
Friday. You had the FEMA meeting.
Is Jim going to be back?
At Ochi? Yes.
Oh, so we've, because I had BOE at 1, now it's bumped up to 10.
Correct.
Okay.
Cindy had called, and I just let her know that you had a meeting.
All right.
In Branson that morning.
Okay. So, and I heard you say we still have a quorum if I'm not there.
Correct.
So, and it should be a short meeting, and I'll check, and I may be able to get out of that meeting. It's a FEMA. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just was wondering
emergency
about
stuff.
Bringing all the people over that's going to be coming to that overflow meeting and then turn around and we not have a quorum, because I knew that I knew there was one other. I didn't know it was Chuck. I didn't know that, but I knew there was one other, and then there was a question with Jim, I thought. Or maybe it's Dave. One of the others said something about it, and in our BOE meeting, they voiced concern about it. Because they were wanting to have a work session after this on one of the projects that had been submitted. And so they were having trouble getting enough people for the work session. So I guess I would request that everybody be contacted, and that let Donna do that through the BOEs. But we have time to adjust the agenda after that. But she needs to adjust it way before that if she don't have enough people.
All right. Sounds
like
we're
talk to Cindy and just have her to contact.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Everyone.
Yeah. Be sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
And I will contact OCAC or FEMA and deal and see if I'm how important it is.
Okay.
I don't think it is, so I can probably be there.
I also spoke with Travis.
Yes.
HDR on the Tiger 2
mm-hmm.
discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at possibly putting that on Thursday before the elected official and department head meeting.
Okay.
I let him know that Danny was not going to be available. He indicated that he wanted to get with Danny separately because they have a deadline of the 26th.
Right.
And I told her to have him contact me, call me anytime. I mean, or I can come over before BOE Wednesday or whenever, so.
Okay, and Mr. Stroff is out all week, is that correct?
He will be back on Thursday.
So will he be there for that meeting you just talked about?
Yes. So I'll go ahead and put that.
All right.
And then also, Spencer had called wanting to get on the agenda the T Highway project, 50-50 cost share. I let him know that Jim was going to be out of town, that he wanted to be involved in that meeting. So I got some times when Jim can call in.
There's, we sent a request to Spencer that he make sure that MoDOT was on there, that they were going to do the 50-50. It wasn't that we weren't willing or something like that. It was a matter that if they weren't, then we didn't want to pursue the project.
Okay. He indicated that he has been in contact with Frank Miller and that Frank Miller would be present.
Okay.
If we're able to set
up. We'll work that out like Danny's saying, I think. Just lay it through. What else?
As far as the agenda goes, that's...
Okay.
Do we need a motion to approve the agenda then, or just because there's going to be other things that turn, it looks like. So.
Just always nodded the way I remember it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for keeping us all together there.
I have also posted on the agenda Missouri Federal Surplus Property.
Yes.
Gene Rogers was one of our donees, authorized donees. I need to remove him. And I've spoken with Frank, and we're going to put on a couple of the supervisors. So I just need your signature on this so I can send it in to them.
Okay. You seen this, Danny?
Yeah. It's actually, Gene was the only name on there before, and they said that they needed some more names in case they sent him up there to pick up things. And I didn't totally agree with that many or everybody being on there, but if Frank thinks that's what needs to be done, I have no problem with it.
I agree, and I'm signing it.
Motion for approval then.
Okay. Let's see. Do we need a motion? I don't think we do.
Just that's an administrative.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we do have. We're posted, so maybe we ought to go ahead with your motion.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, that's all I have.
This manhole rim improvement change order, you know anything about that?
They're going to be here at 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right. What's this? Oh, that's
it's
it?
It's the change order, yes.
Okay.
And they'll be here to discuss it.
Okay.
Us.
All right.
Is that something we've already approved?
No, it's the change. I assume not. Or it wouldn't be before us. It's change order number 2 said. Need the commission's approval. Take about 15 minutes to discuss, it says.
And Sean Berry will be here to discuss it.
$16,000 additional cost, increase in cost.
Over what we did before?
Over what the contract was, the bidded amount.
Yeah.
The bid amount. Bidded. Okay. We'll talk about that at 11. What else?
That's all I have. I don't know that Bob had anything at all.
Well,
I thought we were waiting on doing him, but maybe we're not.
He was wanting to get out of here. He's supposed to take his wife up for those tests. She can't drive, so he was going to have to take her.
Okay.
So.
All right, you think he's gone then?
I'll run upstairs and see if he is.
Okay.
But I believe he just wanted to wait until next week.
To go through his list is what you're saying.
To go through his list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to see him for something else there, Chuck, on that? Because I heard you say you need to see him a minute.
No, not for Bob, but I do have an administrator. And here is Bob.
I was in the registration.
Okay. Did you have something? Do we need to have a discussion with you? You?
Not unless you want me here for the executive or something. I mean, that's...
The executive, far as I know, is just the normal that we put on when we're talking to you, which is you.
Okay. I didn't post it, did you? So that's just what you always put on there.
I don't want to talk to your microphone.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if you don't have anything that you need to bring to us.
Not anything great, no.
Is the press still out there, Nikki?
Well, I saw Jan outside with Donna Neely, but.
Okay.
I will.
Just if you see them out there, Nikki, tell them to come on in.
Yeah, I've got.
If you see the press out there.
Press comment I'd like to make before we close out. Wonder what's happening at IDA. Have you heard anybody say today?
No, I haven't.
We got a. It went down through the boxes or not, but we got a note of thanks from Mr. Shantz on his road. I don't know what it was about, but he was thankful to Frank and the road and bridge crew.
Somebody better be checking on whether his road's even a county road or not.
Okay. We've got our press. I'd like to make a couple of comments concerning article that the Taney County Times had in the July 14th paper. I think there's some errors in the article. The headline reads reimbursement of $3.40 cup of coffee, Frost presiding commissioner. It starts out the cost of a $3.40 cup of coffee caused presiding commissioner Chuck Pennell to make a scene at the weekly Taney County Commission meeting Monday. Pennell said he's frosted because Western District Commissioner Jim Strophis spent $3.40 on a cup of coffee during one of his county business trips to Washington, D.C. Those first two paragraphs tell us to me, when I read a story, tell us what the story's about, what the issue was. The issue was, to me, was not that I had a problem with Commissioner Strophis buying a cup of coffee. My issue is the cost, the taxpayer cost for the cup of coffee. It was not with lunch. It was a separate bill. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Bill even says frap, if that's the right way to pronounce it. We have approved, and Danny, you brought up comment of Larry Rowland had a cup of coffee years ago at lunch. We've approved many. I see our county clerk sitting here. She has had occasions where she's presented bills for lunch for her staff when they were out of the office. And we've never questioned. To my remembrance, we've never questioned that's to have a drink with your lunch is out of line. And that's not what this issue is about. This issue is about charging the taxpayers for coffee in the afternoon. What I've seen from my viewpoint for, I guess, a couple of months now, the issue is not what the story is about. The issue is about the presiding commissioner and how he's
out of touch or something. I don't remember, let's see here. Danny made a point in our meeting about bringing up the same thing over and over again, and of disapproval. And we agree. I don't understand. I don't see why that we do this. But somehow this story is written in a way that the presiding commissioner is the one that's out of line. It goes on to say that it came to a boiling, the issue rose to a boiling point for Pennell, who said he's not mad, just frustrated. I turned the site on this morning and listened to it. And I would challenge, I wish that the public would listen to the meeting. And I don't see a boiling point in anybody's voice. I did. I mean, I listened to it. I don't see it in my voice. I don't see it in Danny's voice. I don't see it in Jim's voice. But the issue, and it seems the point is to make us, the county commission, and specifically me, the presiding commissioner, as out of control. I think you called me that, Danny, in an article in a newspaper a couple months ago. I haven't had a chance to research that, but in the other paper. But anyway, I'll look at it.
I don't know that I did, but I'd like to say it. I don't read the paper.
Well, the paper was full of your statements about me. I believe you called me a liar in the paper. And a number of things.
There's nothing like that I know of. If I did, it missed. There's not been an interview that I've had with them where they interviewed me on anything. I'd like to see that.
Okay, I'll dig it up. The question came up as I read the story. Mr. Houseman has attended NACO meetings outside the state at the same time as Strophis. However, Houseman said he was appointed to serve on the NACO board before he went to work for the Office of Economic Development and has spent more than $7,000 of his own money for those trips. The question that came to me, is Mr. Houseman working full-time for the county, or is he doing other work outside of the county? Because he talks about $7,000 worth of bills. It has cost him, it says here, $7,000 of his own money to go to these meetings, and yet he's only reported $350. So that's what he said at an IDA meeting. I was just quoting him. I quoted him. That's correct. Let's see. Danny, it goes on to say, Eastern District Commissioner Danny Strahan said the trips have been beneficial to the county, and said there's no harmony on the commission, and I'm getting tired of it.
I didn't say that.
And I would disagree with you in a bit. I think there's great harmony between yourself, Danny, and Commissioner Strophis. Many times you all agree. I'm the odd duck. I'm the one that doesn't agree. So there is a great amount of harmony between the two of you. You went on to say, or they quote you as saying, Danny, Strahan said he wasn't going to bring it up, but Pennell forced him to. And I thought about that just a little bit. And I listened to the minutes, listened to the meeting this morning. and I couldn't see how you would say that I forced you to bring up the Bob Shantz letter. The only thing that I can imagine, and just my imagination, is that you felt like you needed to divert the conversation away from Mr. Strophis billing the taxpayer for $3.40 for a cup of coffee. So I don't understand, again, how you could say that I forced you to bring up the Bob Shantz letter. Says Strahan was referring to a letter written to Bob Shantz from Pennell February 1st, where Pennell allegedly asked Shantz for trash on Houseman. The Taney County Times requested a copy of the letter referenced in Monday's meeting and received it. So a question I have for the press is, there was, as it says here, alleged that I had asked for trash by Mr. Strahan. And although it didn't say here that Strahan had alleged that, but that's who alleged it. It's on the meeting, of course. And my question for the press is, did you find the trash? You brought up an allegation against Mr. Pennell. Well, let me read it. Strahan was referring to a letter written to Bob Shantz from Pennell February 1st, where Pennell allegedly asked Shantz for trash on Houseman. You put that in the story. And yet you didn't finish up and say, I found trash, or I didn't find trash. You went on to say some more. I just, you know, if somebody's alleging something against another, it'd be nice if you would state who was alleging it, and as you went on with your investigation, whether you found that to be true. By the way, I'd love to have a copy of that letter, if anyone would graciously let me have a copy. In the letter dated February 1st, Pennell asked Shantz why he was supporting Houseman when a few years back, during Houseman's earlier bid for the commission seat, Shantz paid to run copies of canceled checks in reference to payroll amounts Houseman received during his 20-year stint as county clerk. And I haven't seen the checks for, I guess, about 8 years when Bob first put them in the newspaper. But I don't think the checks, as this says, were about his payroll over a 20-year period of time. I think the checks were a specific short time. But that's what it says here. Received during his 20-year term, payments that he'd received. And I don't think that's accurate. In the letter, Pennell said a few years ago, you seemed appalled about the extra money he received when he's county clerk. Do you know who would have copies of the checks he received? I don't need Bob Shantz to look up those checks. They're available at the newspaper. I can go over there, and if I want to spend a little time, I can go through the archives and I can find that ad. They're very well kept, I think. My whole point was, I was trying to encourage Mr. Shantz to think about why he had changed positions. And by looking at those checks, he might think, well, wait a minute, that was a lot of money. That was the whole purpose of me asking for the checks. During Monday's meeting, Shantz walked up to Pennell and offered the $3.40. And it's interesting, Mr. Hershen comes in this morning and offered up the money again, the county commission. We don't receive money. And it goes to, when money comes in, it goes to the treasurer. And so it's kind of neat how that happened this morning. Last paragraph, as for the business expense, Straffa said he should be reimbursed, and if it's coffee this time, then it will be parking expense next time. And again, listening to the meeting this morning on the internet, I specifically said that the parking expense was justified, and I had no problem with it. Excuse me. Hello?
I have Commissioner Straffis on the line.
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, Yeah, this is Jim.
Okay.
I'm hearing someone talking about coffee again, so I decided I better be here in case I need to defend my honor.
No, Jim, the point of my comments, and you're coming in right on the tail end. The
no, point, I had a bunch of citizens start calling me as soon as the coffee conversation came up. So.
Okay. The point of my comments, Jim, and we have two members of the press. We have Matthew and Jan here, and I'm commenting about the story on the reimbursement of the coffee. But my point is that the story is really about the presiding commissioner and not about the issue of the coffee, and that's what I'm bringing up.
Listen, I'll be quiet and I'll listen.
We have coffee in the courthouse here, and our employees or the elected officials pay for the coffee. I think Mr. Commissioner Strahan would never. My guess is he hadn't, since I've been around him, would never ask for reimbursement of a cup of coffee. But he supports you, Jim, in that, and that's the way it is. For your information, I don't know if you were listening, but Mr. Hershen was in our meeting today, and he also offered up to $3.40, and I directed him to the treasurer, since the county commission doesn't take money, and I think he did go over and pay for the coffee.
I've had numerous people offer me coffee last week, so there's, I also direct them to the treasurer, so, and that coffee may get paid 15, 20 times, hadn't by now.
Yep. And I guess my last point is, and I've made it already, is there is agreement between Jim and Danny to pay for the coffee. There's not agreement by me. And again, I wish the focus of the story would have been on the taxpayers' use, the commission's use of taxpayer money, instead of focusing on making it look like we're out of control in the county commission meeting. This happens numerous times that our media makes it look like we're out of control. But when you sit back and I challenge folks to listen, Jim, to the meeting last week, and I don't sense any boiling point as was written in the story. I think that's it.
Okay. What else is on the agenda? I've got a few minutes before I walk into my first meeting.
We are, Paulson did not have anything and had a issue, he needed to run an errand, so to speak. So we did not have an executive session or a work session with Bob. We've covered the agenda. Approved changing the surplus property authorization on road and bridge folks. And we've got we approved road easements, seven different easements that were on the agenda. And we've got an 11 o'clock on a change order for number two. And maybe since you might be in a meeting, got the document here in front of me. It's an increase request, erosion control measures on Wilson property and maintenance on Wilson property, a total of $16,100.
And the sewer board approved it?
The sewer board, yes.
Okay. This
was approved
by... Yeah, if the sewer board's probably done all their due diligence and research on it, so...
This is on the Holiday Hill, the Holiday Hills... sewer improvements that was done,
okay.
I guess, last year.
Okay.
Is that for what contractor?
I assume it's Rosetta. Rosetta Construction. They're the ones that's doing the manholes.
Okay.
So, thank you for hearing me out. I guess we did have in our box the proposed districts that was passed on by the Planning Zoning Commission. That's for us to address when we got time.
Okay. I do have a copy of that also.
All right. That it?
All right. All right, well, I'll check with you later.
We'll recess till 11.